This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The players pull, like who would you give like refs grade? How would you grade Adam Silver? How'd you get? Nah, I can't find the dirty players. Who do you think is a dirty player now? Who's your favorite current non-NBA athlete? Everyone said Lamar Jackson, pretty much.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Caitlin Clark, another one. Again, I think Draymond could be a good head coach. He plays on an edge, and he'd have to separate being a player and a coach, but the good ones are able to do that. And I think if he had some time away for a little bit, let's say he's in the booth, let's say he's in, you know, TNT, the pre and post, I think he'd benefit from that. Like, there's another guy that was on TNT. Kenny Smith was always linked, I feel like, to be a head coach, right? Yeah. Obviously, a guy that was a head coach.
And then a GM.
That hasn't happened
as much.
Steve Kerr obviously took that route as well. He started out with the front office, then he went to TNT and called games for Turner. A guy that was on our station yesterday, though, a guy that is well-respected around the league and who is part of broadcast now, is Stan Van Gundy. And Stan Van was asked yesterday on Willard and Dibbs, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, on the challenges of Draymond being a good head coach.
He's got as good a background as you could possibly have simply going through a playing career. But being a leader as a player is wholly different from being a leader as a coach. The relationships are different. The requirements of the job are different. And I think Draymond would probably have as good a chance as anyone from making the jump from player to head coach. But it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing for anybody. And I think it may be harder, quite honestly, to do it with the same team you've just played for than like J.J. Redick going to the L.A. Lakers.
That's an interesting one. Like, if J.J.'s doing it, and here, I mean, listen, say what you will about him as a broadcaster, if you liked him on First Take or Get Up or... Like, I never viewed J.J. as this elite, like, basketball IQ guy when he was a spot-up three-point shooter. Like, I viewed him the same way I view Kyle Korver, is how I view J.J. Redick. Now, the way he was able to break it down on First Take, I was like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing.
The podcast helped get J.J. Redick the coaching job.
Well, it did, absolutely. Period. He did a podcast with LeBron James. Like, that cannot be...
But even before, like, that's what started to open up people's eyes. That's what opened up LeBron's eyes.
The old man in the three.
He did that.
Yeah.
And then LeBron comes in and is like, hey, you know, this guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. I'm sure they've met years prior playing in the league.
They're trying to get Danny Hurley, right? That failed. That didn't work out. And it looked like Danny Hurley was using them for leverage, obviously, at UConn.
No.
I'll say this. J.J. Redick in a better spot right now with the Lakers than Dan Hurley is with the UConn Huskies. I'm just saying right now. Are we going to argue that? Just saying.
No.
Yeah. See, there
you go. The key with all of it is that podcast allowed for JJ to be viewed in a different form from a different perspective. The part that's intriguing to me, Spadone, is Draymond has been so open about the fact that he enjoys being a family man. You know, he got married. He's got the kids. He's bringing DJ up to the podium. Mm-hmm. You know, he enjoys that part. So we're trying to figure out, all right, can the Warriors win one more title? What happens in the future? Draymond saying, I got offered the job at some point already. Great. But what I would be interested in is a few years down the line, whenever Draymond walks away from the game, does he want or need those few years to be a dad full time? Because the one thing I can speak from experience on is that basketball life, the travel, the grind of 6, 7, 8 months a year, it's insane. Yeah. It's insane for players, coaches, and people say, oh, well, they're making millions and millions. I got it. I understand. I understand where people listening will say that's why they're getting paid all the money that they're getting paid. My only point to somebody that would push back is to say that doesn't take away from that life is insane.
Well, we have a lot of examples of that, not just to your point, the player's perspective, but the front office. Bob Myers was burnt out. Like Bob,
yeah.
It was a lot on him, and he said he wanted to be there. I want to drop my kids off at school every day. I want to be a part of them. Now he's obviously with ESPN. He's traveling occasionally, but he's not at the same level of being with a Joe Lacob, being with a Steve Kerr, being around that team constantly. It's very taxing. Hell, I mean, the most famous example of how much of a sacrifice it is, look at Tom Brady and him wanting to continue to play. He sacrificed his marriage, quite frankly. We all saw it. It all played out in the media, TMZ. They sacrificed that. He sacrificed that because he loved the game so much. He wanted to continue to do it. There's a lot that comes with that. Was that right or wrong? That's not for me to say. That was his choice.
Right.
But if you're Draymond Green, that's something you're also going to have to think of, as you're saying, being a family man. By the way, Stan Van Gundy, I do love me some Stan Van Gundy. And if you missed any of that interview yesterday, it was really good. He joined Willard and Dibbs, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Find it on YouTube, find it on the Odyssey app. Stan Van, I love him in the booth. A lot of Warriors fans don't like him. They think he's like anti-Warriors for some reason. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that's every fan base,
Thinks that somebody's coming after
Joe
their
Buck
team.
Hates my team. No, Joe Buck does not hate your team. All right. Well, he hated the Giants because the Cardinals. Like, no, he doesn't hate your team. All right. By the way, Joe Buck back doing baseball broadcasts for ESPN. He's going to be on part of opening day. I'm very excited about that. Joe Girardi, he's going to be doing it with.
And an analyst for the Brewers. They had one and one.
I don't know who else out there. I'm not sure either.
But
Schneider, Shayer, someone like that.
There was a balance there.
There you go. Speaking of balance, let's go out to Philmo. Mike.
Philmo!
Part of the voices show intro. Philmo, what's up,
Philmo,
bro? You're with Spadoni and Fidel.
What's up with y'all, man? Fidel was popping. Spadoni was Gucci. The C is definitely important. That was funny as hell. But you guys made some points that I kind of wanted to get to, because I feel like I have mentioned that if Draymond was the coach, he should actually go to the female ranks, just like a la Bill Laimbeer. I think it'll soften them up a little bit. And Nick, you also made a point, or before I get into that, to your last point, when it comes to the X's and O's and stuff like that, and maybe not, maybe like the motivation, I could see Draymond being a good coach. In regards to, you know, sometimes the best players aren't the best coaches. Like you said, Nate, he's a second-round pick. But I think Draymond I don't think he would be with the grind of being an NBA coach. I could also see him going into the front office, maybe Joe Lacob taking him into the front office, showing him how hard or difficult trades are, and then maybe then becoming a coach. Because I think Stan also said, I don't think he should be coaching the same players he was playing with. So that's just my two cents. But I don't think he would be with the grind, Nick. I totally agree.
That's Philmo. Mike, appreciate the call, Philmo. 888-957-9570. You in or out on Draymond Green, the head coach? It could be for the Warriors. It could be, we're talking about, maybe the Valkyries, maybe a WNBA franchise down the road. We know Draymond loves ball. And he loves the X's and O's, and he loves breaking it all down. He has some hot takes. Listen,
Draymond has some hot takes.
Well, did you watch him?
Really?
Did you watch him during the NFL playoffs?
Saying
the Chiefs were going to be one and done. That's what he said. Too.
Draymond is the epitome of a current player. Draymond's a walking hot take.
He loves Jaden Daniels, by the way. I think he thought the Commanders were going to win the whole thing at one point too.
Him and Kevin are on the same page.
There you go. That was his way of actually trying to coax Kevin. Kevin, I'm actually a Commanders fan now. Jaden Daniels, my guy.
Just
we're
the
tight.
Two best friends watching football. Right. You know.
Hey, we need to get your thoughts on some of the NFL action that took place at some point this morning, too. And, hey, we still got a couple days here. We're only on a Wednesday. We haven't even touched the NFL.
Spadone.
We haven't even touched the 49ers. And what? Hey, Matt Barrows joined the station yesterday. Jason Galkinfora, Miles Garrett, he's out there, Niner fans. You want to go get him? There's a lot to get into as the countdown for the draft is in a couple months here. Let's go to Uncle Gene. He has some thoughts on Draymond Green, the head coach. What's up, Uncle Gene? You're on the Morning Roast.
Morning, fellas. Hey, first of all, Nick, welcome. I really enjoy your commentary. I've enjoyed it for years and hope to see more of you on the show. So,
Uncle Gene, thanks, man.
Sure. Philmo and Mike pretty much covered everything I was going to say. I think Draymond has an excellent chance to be a good, if not a great coach. In fact, as Philmo says, I could see him in the front office one day. Some of the best coaches, as you all know, are guys that have had to work hard to learn the game over the years. All right. And nobody's had to work harder than Draymond. So, you know, he loves the game. He loves the team. He loves the organization. Being up in somebody's face in the heat of the moment on the court is one thing. Being up in somebody's face, of a player that's just simply not doing what he's supposed to is quite another. So, but I do agree. I'm not sure he'd want to take on the grind. So I'm not sure he'd really want to do it, but if he wanted to, I think he'd commit to it just like he has everything else. And I think he'd be successful.
That's Gene in Oakland. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570. Draymond Green, the head coach. Is there anyone else in the league? And then listen, we're keeping on Draymond. We're keeping Warriors specific. Anyone else, Nick, that you view? Because you said a name off air that I didn't view, that actually took me aback a little bit. You gave a name that you actually think would be a good head coach when he hangs it up. He's a current player right now in the league. Who was that?
Spadone, you know who I think would be a really good NBA coach? Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
Truly. And in so many ways, there is such a parallel between the Draymond conversation. Why is Draymond so popular in the locker room? It's because all these young guys respect the journey that he's taken to get to this point. Uncle Gene and Filmo just hit on the same thing. You know, these are guys in NBA locker rooms who have come from all kinds of different backgrounds, and they see, in Draymond's case, a second-round pick who found his way. Kyrie is different in this case. Kyrie was always the guy, dating back to his brief moment in time at Duke. He got hurt. He goes out, goes to the Cavs, and you're like, this guy's unbelievable on the floor when he's healthy. We know the issues he's had at various stops, again, like Draymond, well-documented. I can't stress this part, though, enough, Spadone. When you talk to not only his teammates, the younger generation, the older generation in Brooklyn, they didn't like all the distractions sometimes.
Sure, that's very kind of the way of putting
the,
it.
The younger guys, though, they respect the hell out of Kyrie. Also, when you start talking to guys around the league, who do they enjoy watching play? Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry. I think there's always that feel of LeBron is the greatest of the era, but they don't speak in the same terms. Watching Kyrie.
It's different. Like, I'm not 6'9". I'm not LeBron James.
Exactly.
I'm not. I could be 6'2 or 6'3 and do.
LeBron is one of one, but it takes me back very quickly to every time I would ask Kevin Durant, is Luka one of one?
Yeah.
Is Giannis? And he looks at me after some game somewhere. He's like, Nick, I'm not doing this with you after every night. And I started laughing. But as far as Kyrie goes, I know people focus on, especially in Brooklyn, how that whole experience went, and it certainly ended badly at the end. What I would tell you is Kyrie knows the game. He's invested in trying to get the game to a different place, but he connects with younger teammates over and over. And count me in the group that if that is something he decided to do in the future, I think he would be very, very good at. Same idea. He's got the temperament going up and down the sidelines. He's got the patience to put in the work with the younger guys. I think it would be a fit. But again, and this goes back to the Draymond conversation as well, we're talking about Kyrie and Draymond, who are multi-millionaires. You'd think they have enough money for five lifetimes if
hundreds
they want.
Of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions for both guys. Yes. And they've earned it because that's what the market
says
they are worth as basketball players. But Kyrie, like Draymond, is a family man. He's always bringing his kids up to the podium. He's talking about how much he enjoys that part of this. So there are a lot of different reasons why both guys, they could retire and be like, I'm done with all this. But like Draymond, I think Kyrie genuinely loves the game, and I think he would be a guy in the future that if a team wanted a great, he's going to the Hall of Fame too, although in the NBA it seems like everybody goes
it's
to the
basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's in.
Everybody goes, but Kyrie's a Hall of Famer who I think would be a really good coach.
And he's a legitimate, like, there's levels to Hall of Fame. We were having like the fake argument off air. If like I swear to God, if Eli Manning is first ballot, I'm going to be pissed because there is a difference between being a first ballot, being, you know, third, fourth, a senior committee one. There's levels to the Hall of Fame, but the Basketball Hall of Fame, there's even levels within there. Like Kyrie's a 9-time All-Star. He's a NBA champion, you know, a rookie of the year. He's got it all. He's amazing. He's one of the best players of his generation. Was he a top 75? I don't think he was an NBA top 75 team, but he's one of those borderline guys where you started to think about it. It's like it was him. There was Clay that was on the outside looking. I know Dwight Howard was one of them.
That is the biggest joke of that whole thing. Yeah. I know out here there was so much hype around all Clay's.
No, but Dwight not being
Dwight not being on that team and Anthony Davis being on that team.
I know.
Oh my gosh. People just completely slept on Dwight Howard in Orlando. He was unbelievable. And then he bounced around and I think there were a lot of people that are like, oh man, he can't stay in one place. The teams don't like him as much. No.
He was 5-time All-NBA first team. That means you're one of the five best players in the league.
Dwight not being
stretch.
On that All-75 team was a complete joke.
It was a joke. I totally agree with you there. And I get it. That turned into more of a personal thing. Again, when you talk about the Hall of Fame, we'll get back to the coaching. But same reason T.O. wasn't first ballot is because some media members didn't like him, even though he's one of the three greatest wide receivers in the history of the sport. It's him, Jerry Rice, and Randy Moss. Pick your poison there. Jerry, obviously, friend of the station. I can say Jerry Rice is the GOAT. But hey, if you want to say T.O., you want to see Randy Moss, I don't have a problem with it. Him not being first ballot, absolute crime. Speaking of coaching, though, and you made a good point there when you're talking about being able to connect with young people, I think is just such an underrated aspect. We talk about the X's and O's all the time. We thought, what do you think of the greatest coaches of the last two decades in any sport, right? Who do you think of? Bill Belichick, one of them, right? Bill Belichick, Greg Popovich, you know, Phil Jackson. Hell, Steve Kerr. I'd throw Steve Kerr in there, absolutely. Bruce Bochy, right? You'd go him, Joe Torre, even more than two decades, but sure, right? You'd go some of those guys. Abilities to connect with young people can be different. And I don't think that you would go there. So let's pick Steve Kerr. I wouldn't say that's Steve Kerr's strongest suit, like his ability to connect to younger guys. I think they respect him. I just think he's had such a veteran-laden team since he arrived that he hasn't had to rely on young people. Now, he had some down years where I think he had to learn about himself and how he can coach a little bit more with guys like Jordan Poole. Hell, we mentioned Jacob Evans. You mentioned all the players, right? Eric Paschal's of the world.
All the throwbacks.
He got thrown into a firestorm there because of all the injuries that took place with Steph, with Clay, Draymond missing time. Like, he had to kind of, you know, take his lumps there, if you will. And I think he was better for it. I think what he was able to do with a guy like Andrew Wiggins, who was, again, a veteran player, but he helped reinvent a guy like Wiggins when he came over here. I think we're seeing it with Jonathan Kuminga now. And, you know, their relationship has been kind of rocky. It's been documented. Jonathan Kuminga, his crew, you know, voicing his frustrations at times. Moses Moody being a good soldier, not having a lot of playing time, then having a lot of playing time and finally getting consistent minutes. Brandon Podziemski last year. I think Steve Kerr, these last 2 years, as we're talking about head coaching and what makes a great head coach, his ability to connect to the young guys these last couple seasons has really helped this team, I think, and is going to help this team going forward because they need to rely on Moody more. They're going to need to rely on Jonathan Kuminga.
Have to.
Quentin Post, are we going to give Quentin Post credit for that? Like, he's looked pretty good in serviceable times. Trace Jackson Davis, at times, has looked pretty good. And again, we're seeing it with Brandon Podziemski here recently after coming off a pretty strong rookie season, him picking up where he left off. Give Steve Kerr credit when we can, man, because we like to crush the guy here. And I don't know if you know that, Nick. We love to crush Steve Kerr in these airwaves.
I've heard that a few times. I would say, Spadone, when even my friends have asked me, what do you think it takes to be a pro coach, a successful pro coach? The first thing I always think of is ego management. Mm. You have to have the ability to manage the egos in whatever room that you are the leader of. Again, if you're asking me, do I think Draymond would be good at this? I absolutely do. And the reason why is because Draymond certainly has a big ego.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that's another thing real quick, and I don't want to cut you off. Coaches, they have the ultimate ego. You don't think Bill Belichick had the ego in the or you don't think Pat Riley, again,
right,
as a coach and as an executive.
Popovich.
Greg Popovich. Help all these guys have, like, Phil Jackson, are you kidding me? Like, we call him the Zen Master. Oh, he's a happy-go-lucky. Although he'll get after you, too. He has a tremendous ego. Some of the great. So you have to your point.
You have to be able to read the room and adjust in time. And for all the people that always call in, because I still listen on the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
When I can, to the conversation out here. Spadone, what Kerr is, I've always thought, is very good at, forget the X's and O's for a second. He sees what's happening, and he tries to adjust on the fly and try to form these human connections. And your players have to know that you have their back all the time. And that is a very strong suit from my experience covering these Warriors teams with Kerr, because he realizes that these guys have to know that he's there for them on a human level. Why do I think Draymond would be good at this job? Because I think Draymond very much, if he is going to invest his time and energy into a player, would absolutely have the respect in the room, and all those players would know that he has their back. That is crucial if you want to have success as an NBA coach.
888-957-9570 is the number. It's Spadoni. It's Fridell. Nick Fridell in studio all week long for Joe Shasky, who is out in Hawaii. Don't worry, Shasky will be back next week. He's hanging loose. He's chilling. He's boogie boarding. I'm actually trying to picture Joe Shasky on a boogie board or like a skim board right now. And I'm having a hard time. I can't.
Michelle! What am I doing, Michelle?
I'm just picturing him just trying to relax on a beach, and I still can't do that. You think how much sunblock is that guy wearing right now? He's definitely got the sun hat, doesn't he?
You lost me at picturing him trying to relax.
Right? I mean, trying to relax. That's a good point. SPF 3000 and him trying to relax in general is hard to picture, right? He was golfing yesterday. Yes. He posted on his story. And I was like, you know what? That's relaxing for him. Out on the golf course. Get some putts in. He'll be fine, right? Frank Isola yesterday, and do we have time? We can tease it on the other side. Frank Isola had some interesting thoughts yesterday in regard to one Steph Curry, who I want to join in on this conversation. Not that I think Steph is going to be a head coach or anything like that, but coaching a guy like Steph and what Steve Kerr's been able to do, and a player like Steph that we're not going to see again, and the selflessness of him is something I want to tap into. Because there was a lot of talk, Nick, about Steph not being selfish enough. When all these trade talks are happening, it's like, no, Steph, you need to put your like hand on the table. You need to speak through the media like LeBron does, like Jimmy did or Kevin Durant. You need to be more like that. So I wanted to get into that on the other side with you as well. But in the meantime.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.